Throughout this morning, we're remembering the novelist Kurt Vonnegut, who died on Wednesday at the age of 84.
You know, I don't mean to intimidate you and your listeners, but I have a master's degree in anthropology from the University of Chicago.
And Kurt Vonnegut said that tribalism was a powerful force in American life. He got that point across by writing of the future. The United States broke up into feudal states led by the King of Michigan or the Duke of Oklahoma.
In another novel, Player Piano, Vonnegut described a world where machines do all the work, leaving most Americans with nothing to do except buy consumer goods. Has any part of that turned out to be true, do you think?
All of it. Where have you been?
His slapstick novels included time travel and alien abductions. His main characters included a Nazi collaborator and a man convicted in Watergate. The jokes contained Vonnegut's commentary on our times, even as Vonnegut insisted that his writing wasn't important.
Ink on paper doesn't matter anymore. Television is a whole story. And it is the way to communicate now, and so there's no shortage of satire now, and the subject is still what idiotic, complicated animals human beings are.
Vonnegut never turned away from tragedy. In 1968, he wrote in his novel Slaughterhouse-Five, Robert Kennedy was shot two nights ago. So it goes. And every day my government gives me a count of corpses in Vietnam. So it goes. Kurt Vonnegut Jr. went on to criticize the war in Iraq, one of his last public acts before he died yesterday of complications from a fall. So it goes.